Take your Bibles this morning, go to the book of Ephesians, chapter number 6. The book of Ephesians, chapter number 6, which is where we have been working through on Sunday mornings. I'm not going to talk real long. I want to leave a little bit of time for Fred to say a few things. Hour and a half, maybe at least. I know that he's dying to do that, but just want to leave a few minutes for him. And then we'll have a fellowship afterwards, potluck dinner. And if you brought something, stay. If you didn't bring something, stay. It doesn't matter. We want you to be with us this morning. Read a story, and maybe you've heard this before, about a ship that was out in the ocean, and the person that was watching noticed that there was a light out there in the ocean. He warned the captain, said, "Captain, we are on a collision course with another ship." And the captain said, "Well, signalman, I want you to signal to that other ship to change course by 20 degrees. And the signal went out, "Change your course by 20 degrees. Well, the signal came back from the light and said, "No, I advise you to change your course by 20 degrees. By this time, the captain thought, "Well, tell that person that I am a captain of a major ship, and I command them to change their course by 20 degrees. The signal came back and said, "I'm not a captain. I'm actually just a petty officer, second class, but I advise you to change your course by 20 degrees. The captain was furious. "I am a major battleship. If you do not change your course, we will surely collide," the captain sent back. And the message, as you've probably heard this story before, the message came back, "I am a lighthouse. Change your course 20 degrees." And at that message, the battleship changed course 20 degrees. In our lives, we live in a world needing to understand what truth is. Sometimes we have to understand that there is a fixed point of truth. There is an understanding of what truth is. Everything in this world we need to understand or comes by an understanding of truth. If you're hiking in the mountains, you need to have a sign or a map or a GPS or something that tells you what is the right way to go, or else you will be lost. If you're making something in the kitchen, maybe a cake, and you need to know whether it is this much oil or this many eggs and this much water, or it could be a disaster. Everything in our life comes down to what is the truth. Which direction do I go? If you're working in mechanics or on an automobile, you need to know what the truth is for where that part goes and how it works and what it is connected to. Truth. Everything comes down to truth and an understanding of truth. In the day in which we live, truth is often mocked and righteousness is ridiculed. But the Apostle Paul, here in the book of Ephesians, chapter number 6, is encouraging the Christians in the church at Ephesus to stand in truth. And he's going to go through this list of armor that the Christian should wear, indicating that everything in this battle that we're in comes down to truth. The warfare, it comes down to truth. And we must be dressed and held together by truth. And that is what brings us to verse number 14. He says, "Stand therefore," chapter 6 of Ephesians, "stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness." This morning I want to share with you the importance of truth and having an understanding of truth, that we can daily press forward for the cause of Christ, being secured by truth. In biblical times, we understand that oftentimes they would wear a tunic or something such as that, which was a long, loose garment that the soldier would be dressed in. And before the battle, the soldier would, what they would call, gird up their loins. That is to gather up the tunic and even fold it up and secure it underneath the belt that was around their waist. And as they did that, it would sort of provide security. As they held the rest of the armor together, it would provide a place for the sword, which we're going to discuss as the sword of the Spirit through Ephesians chapter number 6. But it would also allow that garment to be taken up to limit tripping and things that happening as the garment held down. It was important. Obviously, the Apostle Paul is concerned, as he mentions this armor that the Christian is to wear, that truth is mentioned first. Stand therefore, he says, having your loins girt about with truth. Therefore, based upon this, this is a vital piece of armor for the Christian and the spiritual warfare. To stand strong in battle, you must know the truth. And not only must we know the truth, but we must live by the truth. It's one thing to know what is right. It's another to do it. It's one thing to understand the truth of Scripture. It's another to apply the truths of Scripture. I don't know if you ever watched this old movie, but when I was a kid, I wasn't allowed to watch a whole lot of movies unless they were black and white. But one movie we were allowed to watch is Herbie. Do you remember Herbie? Herbie? The little Volkswagen bug that won all these races all over the place, and Herbie could go on water, and Herbie could somehow cut through the woods and land in a tree and survive and do all these things. Well, I remember as a kid on this one particular race that Herbie was in, this little Volkswagen bug, which surely would not have had a chance to win these races, these guys in the race would zoom ahead of Herbie and change the sign. Do you remember that from the movies? Who all seen this? Who am I talking to here today? Okay, thank the Lord. All right, you've seen Herbie. I thought maybe I'd lost my mind. And so these people would go ahead and they would, instead of saying town is this way, remember in the movie, they'd turn it that way. And Herbie would take off the wrong direction, right? And end up going the long way. And all these things that were happening, the younger generations like Pastor Josh has lost his mind. He's talking about a VW Beetle. First of all, what is that? And second of all, what is Herbie, right? Anyway, ask your parents about it later. But basically, the whole thing down to whether you were going to win or lose was based upon which direction you were going and the truth that you found therein in that direction that you went. It's one thing to know the truth. It's another to do the truth. It's one thing to have an understanding of God's word. It's another thing to practice this in your life. And so in this battle that we're in against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this age, the Bible says we must know the truth and we must live by the truth. This truth will be the only way this armor will stay on. And the only way that we are protected in the battle that we're in is by the truth of God's word. God's word is full of examples and compellings that we would follow truth. Psalms 119 and verse number 160, the Bible is talking about truth and the truth of God's word. John 17 and chapter number 17 and verse number 17, in Jesus praying, he says, "Thy word is truth." In Colossians 1:15 that Monty has there, Paul calls the Bible, specifically the gospel message, the word of truth. In 2 Timothy 2:15, we are told as Christians to correctly handle the Bible as the word of truth. The Bible is our source of truth. What we know about God comes not from man's opinions, but from the word of God. What we know about ourselves comes from the word of God. What is man? Where did I come from? Why am I here? And what is my purpose in life? That comes from the word of God. How should I live? How should I live the days that God has given to me? What happens after I die? And whether I go to heaven or hell, it comes from the word of God. Everything in our lives comes down to our understanding of truth. So the soldier here in the book of Ephesians, Paul says, gird yourself with truth. Everything will come down to this. A battle of the mind. We live in a day and age, and I know the people hundreds of years ago probably used the same phrase. We live in a day and age, right? But I feel even worse than ever. We are in a battle for what is right and what is wrong, what is true and what is false. We must come back to the truth of Scripture. So what is truth? As I mentioned already, John 17, Jesus says, the Word of God is truth. Sanctify them, he says, through thy word, and thy word is truth. We have to live our lives through the filter, through the screen of the Scriptures. Is there a God? The Bible says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. That is true. There is a God. How can I know this God? The Bible tells us how to know God, which is through Jesus Christ. He that hath the Son, the Bible says, hath eternal life. And he that hath not the Son hath not life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. What is truth? Truth comes from God's Word. It tells us about God. It tells us about Christ. It tells us who we are and why we're in this sinful condition that we're in. He tells us how to be redeemed from this sinful condition. It tells us, as we sung about this morning, about the Lord's return, which we all look forward to. We recognize that when He does return, He will bring all things together. God's Word is truth. So He says, stand therefore, having your loins girt with truth. What else is truth? Truth is in our own lives, a life free from hypocrisy. Truth is living the reality of Scripture. Truth is also found in Christ. In John 14, 6, Jesus says, I am the way and the truth and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Truth. What is truth? We live in a world that says this phrase, what's your truth? Boy, that is scary. I mean, that could go anywhere we wanted to go, right? What is your truth? Well, I think yellow is green. Okay, well, if that's your truth, that's fine, right? I think up is down. I mean, we could go on and on. And we live in this world where it's like, well, we don't want to bother anybody as long as that is their truth, whatever that may be. I'm about to go off on another little tangent, but I won't, okay? But listen, we have a source of truth. We have something that can guide us. We have a lighthouse that is shining into each of our lives, that we can know the truth. We can know the power of God. We can know the understanding of the Scriptures. And the Bible says everything that in this battle will come down to your understanding and your application of truth. Now, why is that? Why is truth so important? Because John chapter 8 and verse number 44 says about our enemy that the devil is a liar and the father of it. Have you ever believed a lie? I hate when I've believed something that was untrue before. You ever followed something that you found to be inaccurate? The devil is a liar and the father of lies. So in order to stand against lies, you have to know the truth. Do you know the truth and understand the truth of God's Word? Are you standing in truth? The devil, think of the lies that he has propagating today. Oh, the Bible is just a book full of collection of man's stories and is full of errors. That's a lie. That's not true. Man, you can get to heaven by just believing in a supreme being. It doesn't matter who that supreme being is, as long as you just believe in somebody. Well, that's not what the Bible says. The Bible says there's one God, and there's one mediator between God and man, the Lord Jesus Christ. The lies the devil has, well, I mean, anybody can be a woman, anybody can be a man. Just, take a few things and you'll be fine. That's a lie. That's not true. We have to gird ourselves, be together with truth. The devil is a liar and the father of lies. Father of lies. Not just a liar, but the father of lies. What about in marriages? The devil hates marriages. The devil wants to break up marriages as much as he possibly can. The devil hates families. He hates that families are together. He hates godly women and godly men. He'll do anything, he'll lie to anyone. He tells lie to young people, listen, just live for the world for a little while. You can get serious about God later. It's no big deal. Just do all these things. Everything will be fine. He's a liar. Don't you ever get to the point you get sick of being lied to? Don't we as Christians, aren't we ready to say, I want to follow the truth? I want to stand again in this battle that I'm in and be ready to stand. Well, to do that, you must know the truth and practice the truth. In order to withstand the assaults of the devil, we must wrap ourselves in truth. And there's three ways that we do this. Number one, we know it. You need to know the truth. How do I get to know the truth? Well, there's a song my daughter sings called Dusty Bibles. I don't know if anyone knows that. Probably less know that than they know about Herbie. But it talks about, we wonder why we're in the state we're in. It says, because we have dusty Bibles and brand new iPhones. I like that. You know, the reason we don't know the truth is we aren't studying truth like we used to study. We don't go after truth. We're not even looking for the truth sometimes in our lives. And so to stand in this battle, we need to know the truth. And to know the truth, we need to be in the Word of God. Josh, you're so old-fashioned. That is so old-fashioned to be in the Word of God. No, that's how we understand things. That's how we know what truth is to be in the Word of God. So we know it. Memorizing Scripture, reading Scripture, studying Scripture, understanding Scripture, having an idea of what truth is. So in order to withstand against the assaults of the liar, isn't it nice that when someone comes to you with a lie, when you know the truth? Have you ever had someone tell it's a flat-out lie to you? Maybe when your kids were young, you know, one of them came up to you and said, oh, Billy hit me. You know, and you're thinking, I watched the whole thing. You hit Billy, right? I mean, it's nice when that lie comes that you can say, no, I know the truth. I know what happened. I just saw what took place. And I know none of your children ever had that happen. I did use a generic name. They say that when you're in a pastor's family that you are subject to any illustration that is possible, right? So names were changed to protect the innocent. But anyway, so we understand that it's nice to know when the lie comes that we know what the truth is. The devil comes and says, Jesus isn't God. Oh no, devil, I know the truth. I know what the Word says about who Jesus is. Oh, Jesus isn't a good Savior. Oh, yes, devil, I know what the Bible says about my Savior. I know the truth of Jesus Christ. I know what the Bible says about that. Oh, the devil comes with lies about marriage and family and children. On and on it goes. Know the truth. You have to start somewhere. Start understanding the truth of God's Word. Now, number two, we just got two more and we're done this morning. I know the truth. That comes with studying. But here's the second thing. Believe the truth. It's one thing to know it, as I've already said several times this morning. It's another to believe it. To say, I believe in the truth of God's Word so much that I will base my life upon the truth of Scripture. I remember, just like it was yesterday, I was driving to a night class when I was in college. Joanne and I were in our first year of marriage. And I was driving down the road, Interstate 10 in Pensacola, Florida. And I began to sing. I only sing when I'm by myself. And I began to sing the song, I Have Decided to Follow Jesus. And I began to say, Lord, no turning back. no turning back. Though none go with me, still I will follow. And I begin to cry and I begin to weep there in the car and say, Lord, I'm going to follow you no matter what you'd have me to do. See, I knew the truth, but that day is when I said, I will do according to what I believe. And my life changed complete direction because not only did I know, I believed what I was doing. So know it. And believe it. When you believe the truth, you alter the steps of your life. When you believe the truth, you make decisions based upon what the truth is. When you follow the truth, you have your life steps altered because of what you know to be true. We're at a crossroads here, crossroads in this world today. Will you believe what God says and follow after His direction? Or will you believe the greatest liar that's ever been and follow His direction? I've gotten advice from liars before, and it didn't turn out. I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that He is able. We follow after the truth of God's Word. So we know the truth, we believe the truth, and then number three, which I've already kind of mentioned already, we live the truth. We live it out. We live our lives based upon what the truth of God's Word is. And so He says in verse number 14, stand, having your loins girt about with truth. Know it, believe it, and live it. Are we living the truth of God's Word? He didn't say that the devil is defeated because we think about it every now and then. We know the truth. And we live the truth. Let me just read you one statement I have for you. Many today are defeated because they try to stand on feelings instead of truth. Truth does not shift like sands. It is the rock upon which we stand. A believer must study the Word, memorize the Word, meditate upon the Word, walk in the Word. For without truth, we fall completely apart. As Christians, in this battle that we're in today, do we know the truth? Do we believe the truth? And are we living the truth in our lives? It's the only way to stand against the lies of the devil. Let me ask you a question this morning as you're sitting there in your seat. I don't know every heart. I don't know every mind. I don't know every situation. I only know my own. But can you think of a time in your life where knowing the truth and applying the truth and living the truth would have changed the direction of the life that you're living? Maybe in your marriage, maybe in your home, maybe in your life. Hey, can you think of a time where you should have believed, lived, and known the truth of God's Word? Joanna and Bethany are going to come at this morning. I won't go on and on this morning, but let's just bow our heads together for just a moment. Let's take a little time this morning to reflect upon knowing the truth, believing the truth, and living the truth in our lives. Take a moment there in your seat to stand in this battle. We must know the truth. To have victory in this battle, we must believe and live the truth. Maybe you have a situation here today where the devil's been lying. The devil's been deceiving. Maybe it's time to say, you know what, I'm tired of believing those lies. I want to live in truth. I want to know it, I want to believe it, and I want to live it. The father of lies has had enough time in my life. Take a moment there in your seat and talk to the Lord this morning. Amen. You can stay seated this morning. We're going to read our final passage together. Let's read this together, all right? Ready? Uphold me according to thy word, that I may live, and let me not be ashamed of my hope. Psalms 119:116. Amen.